Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 9, text number 40. The verse today is in prose. We'll read it through. Tribhuvanatma bhavana trivikrama tri nayana triloka manohara anubhava tavaiva vibhutayo ditija Dhanujadayash chapi tesham upakramas samayo yang iti svatma mayaya sura nara mriga mishrita jalachara kritibir yata paradham dandam danda dhara dadartha evam enam api bhagavan jahi tvashtram uta yadi manyase. Word for word meanings. Tribhuvana Atma Bhavana. O Lord, you are the shelter of the three worlds, because you are the supersoul of the three worlds. Trivikrama. O Lord, who assumes the form of Vamana, your power and opulence are distributed throughout the three worlds. Trinayana, O maintainer and seer of the three worlds. Triloka Manohara Anubhava, O you who are perceived as the most beautiful within the three worlds. Tava, of you. Eva, certainly, vibhutaya, the expansions of energy, ditija danuja adaya, the demoniac sons of Diti, and the Danavas, another type of demon, cha, and api, also, the human beings. Tesham, of all of them. Upakamasamaya, the time of enterprise. Ayam, this. Iti, thus. Svaatmamayaya, by your own energy. Sura nara mriga mishrita jalachara akritibi, with different forms, like those of the demigods, human beings, animals, mixtures, and aquatics, the incarnations Vamana, Lord Ramachandra, Krishna, Varaha, Hayagriva, Nrsingha, Matsya, and Kurma. Yata aparadham, according to their offenses. Dandam, punishment. Dandadhara, O supreme chastiser. Dadartha, you awarded. Evam, thus, enam, this one, Vritrasura. Api, also, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jahi, kill. Tvashtram, the son of Tvashta. Utta, indeed, yadi manyase, if you think it proper. Translation. O Lord, O personified three worlds, Father of the three worlds, O strength of the three worlds in the form of the Vamana incarnation, O three-eyed form of Nrsingadev, O most beautiful person within the three worlds, everything and everyone, including human beings, and even the Daitya demons and the Danavas, are but an expansion of your energy. O supremely powerful one, you have always appeared in your forms as the various incarnations to punish the demons as soon as they become very powerful. You appear as Lord Vamanadev, Lord Ram, and Lord Krishna. You appear sometimes as an animal like Lord Boar, sometimes a mixed incarnation like Lord Nrsingadev and Lord Hayagriva, and sometimes an aquatic like Lord Fish and Lord Tortoise. Assuming such various forms, you have always punished the demons and Danavas. We therefore pray that your lordship appear today as another incarnation, if you so desire, to kill the great demon Vritrasura. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are two kinds of devotees, known as Sakama and Akama. Pure devotees are Akama, whereas devotees in the upper planetary systems, such as the demigods, are called Sakama, because they still want to enjoy material opulence. Because of their pious activities, the Sakama devotees are promoted to the higher planetary systems, but at heart, they still desire to lord it over the material resources. The Sakama devotees are sometimes disturbed by the demons and rakshasas, but the Lord is so kind that he always saves them by appearing as an incarnation. The Lord's incarnations are so powerful that Lord Vamanadev covered the entire universe with two steps and therefore had no place for his third step. The Lord is called Trivikrama because he showed his strength by delivering the entire universe with merely three steps. The difference between Sakama and Akama devotees is that when Sakama devotees, like the demigods, fall into difficulty, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief. Whereas Akama devotees, even in the greatest danger, never disturb the Lord for material benefits. Even if an Akama devotee is suffering, he thinks this is due to his past impious activities and agrees to suffer the consequences. He never disturbs the Lord. Sakama devotees immediately pray to the Lord as soon as they are in difficulty, but they are regarded as pious because they consider themselves fully dependent on the mercy of the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tate Nukampan Susamikshamano Bunjana Evatmakirtang Vipakam Ridvag Vapurbir Vididhan Namaste Jiveta Yo Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. Even while suffering in the midst of difficulties, devotees simply offer their prayers and service more enthusiastically. In this way, they become firmly fixed in devotional service and eligible to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Sakama devotees, of course, achieve from the Lord the results they desire from their prayers, but they do not immediately become fit to return to Godhead. It is to be noted herein that Lord Vishnu, in his various incarnations, is always the protector of his devotees. Srila Madhvacharya says, Vividham bhava patravat sarve Vishnu vibhutaya. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. All the other incarnations proceed from Lord Vishnu. verse again. Tri Bhuvanatma Bhavana Trivikrama Tri Nayana Tri Loka Mano Paranubhava Tavaiva Vibhutayo Ditija Dunajadayas Chapi Te Sham Upakrama Samayo Yam Iti Svatma Mayaya Sura Nara Mriga Mishvita Jalachara Pitibir Yataparadam Dandam Dandadhara Dadarta Evam Enam Api Bhagavan Jahi Tashtram Utta Yadi Manyase. O Lord, O personified three worlds, Father of the three worlds, O strength of the three worlds, in the form of the Vamana incarnation, O three-eyed form of Nrsingadev, O most beautiful person within the three worlds, everything and everyone, including human beings and even the Daitya demons and the Danavas, are but an expansion of your energy. O supremely powerful one, you have always appeared in your forms as the various incarnations to punish the demons as soon as they become very powerful. You appear as Lord Vamana, Lord Rama, and Lord Krishna. You appear sometimes as an animal like Lord Boar, sometimes a mixed incarnation like Lord Nrsingadev and Lord Hayagriva, and sometimes an aquatic like Lord Fish and Lord Tortoise. Assuming such various forms, you have always punished the demons and the Danavas. We therefore pray that your lordship appear today as another incarnation, if you so desire, to kill the great demon Vritrasura. Om Gyanata Marandasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karahmahyam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamanem Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisheshi Shunyavadi Paschakadeshi Tanamanem. So, as we're hearing in this chapter, so many events have transpired, and the current scene started when Indra, the King of Heaven, he made some mistake by killing what did he kill? That three-headed Brahmin? Vishwarup, yeah. He killed Vishwarup. And so he had to so then, by killing Vishwarup, then Vishwarup's father, Tvashta, became very angry. And he wanted to, very powerful Brahmin, this week, he conducted a fire sacrifice in order to create a demon that would kill Indra. So this, although he made a little mistake in the fire sacrifice and the demon that he created, instead of being Indra's enemy, he created someone who Indra would be the enemy of that demon. In other words, instead of him killing Indra, he would be killed by Indra. So, when this great demon appeared, the demigods were very much bewildered. And they, of course, they didn't know about the mistake that Tvashta made. They didn't know. They thought that they were going to be killed. They're all going to be killed by this demon, Vritrasura. So they immediately attacked him with their weapons, and they were throwing their weapons at him, and Vritrasura ate all the weapons. And they were completely helpless. So when they became completely helpless, so they immediately thought of Krishna, Lord Vishnu, and they began to offer prayers to Vishnu for helping them in this situation. This is the nature of the demigods. That they're devotees of the Lord, for sure. They're very much feel themselves dependent on the mercy of the Lord. But they're also, they have desire for, they're in that demigod position because by being promoted due to being very pious, but still having material desires. So the demigods are very pious, but they still have material desires. But they're intelligent enough to know that for the fulfillment of their material desires, they're dependent on the Supreme Lord Vishnu. They know that that they're able to fulfill their desires only if Vishnu is pleased with them. So they worship the Supreme Lord in that mood. That is the... So they're the example of the Sakama devotees. They're devotees. They understand the superiority of the Lord, but they have desires. And they approach the Lord for the satisfaction of their desires. So here, in this verse, they have composed a very nice prayer in order to impress the Supreme Lord to help and convince him to help them. So the very first word here they use is Tribhuvanatma Bhavana. Now Srila Prabhupada in the BBT edition, it says that this is defined as you are the shelter of the three worlds because you are the super soul of the three worlds. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he finds another meaning in this term. He says that this Tribhuvana means the Lord, and Atma Bhavana means house, means one's own house. This Tribhuvana means the three worlds, and Atma Bhavana means one's own house. So they're saying they're addressing the Lord. O you whose house is the three worlds. O you who are residing here within the three worlds, and they're implying that this entire material creation is the house of the Lord, and everyone inside the house who's not the master, what do? They serve the master. So all the demigods and all the human beings and everyone else are simply residing within this house of the Lord and as servants of the master of the house, who is the Lord. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's interpretation of that term. And also he says this is your house, and within this house now there is a disturbance. Because of that disturbance, the human beings and others, they're not able to appreciate your beauty. Tri loka mano hara anubhava. So you're very beautiful and attractive to all the three worlds, but we're not able to properly appreciate your beauty because this disturbance is coming from Vritrasura. And then he says, Ditija danu jadayas chapitesham upakrama shamaya ayam iti. In other words, this He's asking a question. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes this like a question. So this is your house, and we're all servants. But right now, is it really the right time for the dittis and the danavas, for the daityas and the danavas to be victorious? Is this really the right time? Please consider. Please consider this. Whether it's the right time for the daityas and the danavas to be victorious and to suppress your glorification by the demigods and the human beings. So, consider whether it's the right time, and if it's not, if you think that perhaps it's not the right time, then remember that you appeared in many incarnations before to kill demons. So here's a demon. So you could also appear as an incarnation. If you think it's a good idea, you can appear again as an incarnation and kill this Ritrasura. If you think so. Yadi manyase. If you think so, yadi manyase. So, in this way, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur interprets this prayer. So the demigods, they admit that they have material desires. This is one very good quality of the demigods, that even though they have material desires, they understand, they admit it, that they admit that makes them second-class devotees. And so they say, well, we have these desires, what to do? Krishna, please save us. Please preserve our sense gratification. We've gotten ourselves in some trouble here by killing Vishwarup. We've gotten ourselves in some trouble, and all our weapons are eaten up. So now we need your help. We want to glorify you in your house, this three worlds. We want to glorify you in your house and enjoy like that. So you have to help us. We really can't demand anything from you. The demigods know that they can't demand that the Lord incarnate. So they say, Yadi manyase, if you so desire. So, is this mentality of the demigods pleasing to the Lord? Yes? To some degree pleasing? Because compared to the mentality of the demons that they want to enjoy without recognizing the superiority of the Lord, they're much better. And the Lord is also pleased because they know by acknowledging the superiority of the Lord and approaching Him for relief and depending on Him for relief, that eventually, through this mentality, eventually they'll become purified of their material desires and become Akama devotees. So the Sakama devotees, if they avoid offenses, they become Akama devotees in due course of time. So Srila Prabhupada in his purport, So we'll see later on in the chapter, after the demigods finish their prayers to the Lord admits that he's pleased by their prayers, but he also gives a little bit of a chastisement that this is not pure bhakti. So that's later on in the chapter. So Krishna is pleased, but he also admits that this is not the highest standard. So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada glorifies the pure devotees, compares them to the demigods. The difference between the Sakama and Akama devotees is that when Sakama devotees, like the demigods, fall into difficulty, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief, whereas Akama devotees, even in the greatest danger, never disturb the Lord for material benefits. So the pure devotees, the Akama devotees, they know that they can approach the Lord for benedictions, for help, for assistance, but they don't want to disturb the Lord. They have full faith that Krishna is taking care of them, that Krishna is providing for them everything they need for their 'cause, and the pure devotees, they're only serving the Lord. So whatever Krishna supplies, they simply use that for serving the Lord. And the Lord gives them whatever they need to serve the Lord, and they take whatever the Lord gives and serves. And this way the relationship is going on eternally. So a pure devotee, he does not claim to know what is best. The demigods here are thinking, yes, it's better if Vishwarupa is killed. They're thinking like that. Yes, it's better if Vishwarupa is killed. Therefore, you know, the universe will be peaceful and everyone will glorify the Supreme Lord. Yes, they're thinking like that. But the pure devotees, they don't assume to know what the Lord what is best. They say the Lord knows, and the Lord is perfectly capable of doing whatever is best. So that the pure devotee, he doesn't think. So therefore, if he doesn't think that he knows what is best, then how is there even the possibility of prayer? Please do this, please do that. Oh dear Krishna, please supply this, please do this. Please, I need this for my service. Oh Krishna, we could serve you much better if we had this. These thoughts don't even occur to a pure devotee, because he knows that the Lord is perfectly capable of knowing what is the best thing and is automatically supplying. He knows that the Lord is already giving with thousands of hands to the devotee. So the devotee thinks, oh, Krishna, you're giving so much already. Why should I trouble you to ask for more? I'm already causing so much trouble to you. I'm already causing so much trouble. Why should I ask for more? Why should I cause you any more pain and trouble? My only limitation is that whatever you're giving me, I'm not adequately using it to serve you. Whatever facilities I have, whatever intelligence, whatever material comforts I have, I'm just using that as best as possible to serve you, but it's inadequate. I'm not able to serve properly even with whatever he's giving. So how am I going to use anything more? So they don't want to trouble the Lord like that. This is, if one thinks Krishna this Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavatam 10th canto. Tate nukampan susamikshamano bunjana evatma kirtang vipakam Hridvag vapurvir vididhan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhag. So this verse means that no matter, O Krishna, this is a prayer from Lord Brahma to Krishna. So no matter what you do, no matter what you do, no matter what difficulties, no matter what circumstances I find myself in, this is simply out of your compassion. Bunjana evatma kritang vipakam. I'm just suffering and tolerating whatever, because I know it's due to my past activities. And what do? Hridvag vapurvir vididhan namaste. With my heart, words, body, everything, I offer obeisances to you. And someone who thinks, then the verse says, if someone who thinks like that, jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Such a jiva, mukti para, liberation, is what? Daya bhak. Everyone knows what daya means? Daya means inheritance. Just like if you're the son of a very rich person, what do you have to do in order to inherit that wealth from your father? What do you have to do? Just have to remain alive. You just have to survive him. Survive. If you survive your father, naturally you're going to get that daya, that inheritance. So you're daya bhak. You're entitled to that inheritance. So someone who just simply patiently tolerates whatever the Lord does and with his body, mind, and words offers obeisances to the Lord, glorifies the Lord, and doesn't ask for anything, then he is entitled to liberation. It is like an inheritance that's due to come to you without doubt. It may come a little later, because you have this body you have to finish. The body has to become finished first. You have the prarabdha karma. But once that prarabdha is finished, once that body is finished, then that you'll get that inheritance of mukti. This is guaranteed. So if we think that, oh Krishna, please give me this, please give me that, I need this for my service, I could serve you much better if I had that, please solve these distresses, please take these difficulties away so that I can serve you peacefully. This is not bunjana evatma kirtang vipakam. This is not tolerating whatever we're being subjected to. This is not the mood of a pure devotee. Krishna gives us whatever we deserve. Krishna is not lacking in that department. We don't have to be like the demigods here. The demigods are glorified because at least they have material desires. At least they approach the Supreme Lord for satisfaction of those desires. But this is not the standard of a pure devotee. A pure devotee doesn't have any request of Krishna. Doesn't have any demand of Krishna. Doesn't have any specific expectation of Krishna, except that he will provide whatever is required. So this freedom from material desires is essential for going back home, back to Godhead. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama bujaba se Sri Vrindavan. If someone gives up Vishaya, Vishaya chariya kabe, when will I be able to give up Vishaya, material desires? And thus, by giving up material desires, my mind will become purified. And by that purification, I will be able to understand Vrindavan. If we don't understand Vrindavan, then how can we go back to Godhead? How can we become liberated? So we have to give up material desires. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he says, Kita janma hao jata tua das, bahir mukha brahma janme nahi ash. Whatever you want to do, Krishna, manasa deha geha yokichumar arpilun tua pari nandakishwar, whatever you want to do, Krishna, that is your business. I have nothing. Even if you want to give me the birth of a worm, Kita Janma, if that is your desire that I have a birth of a worm because of my past activities or because you think it is what I need, that's fine. As long as I can think of you in that birth. Just let it be in the house of your devotee. So I have association with your devotee. I don't want even the birth of Lord Brahma. If I don't have devotion for you, if I don't have your association. And also another nice verse is here. In 6th canto, 17th chapter. Text 28. Narayana parak sarve nakutashana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakesh vapituliyarta darshanaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. So this is not describing the demigods in this of being attacked by Vritrasura. The pure devotees, they never fear any condition of life. Nakutashana bibhyati. They're never afraid under any circumstances. Svarga, apavarga, nara, whether they're in heavenly planets, whether they're on earth planet, whether they're in narak, they don't care. They're all equal. Apituliyarta, darshana. They see. Their darshan is tuliyarta. They're all the same. So this is the quality of the pure devotee. Someone who is aspiring to be a pure devotee, they should learn to see everything as the same. There's another nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Atmani vedana tu apare kori hoi nu paramasoki. Dukkha dure gelo chintana rohilo chaurike ananda deki. I have become supremely happy by surrendering myself at your lotus feet. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sorrow has gone far away, and there are no more cares. All I see is joy in the four directions. So this is the, if the demigods think they want to become happy by enjoying in this material world. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I've surrendered to your lotus feet, and I simply see joy in all directions. No matter what, I'm happy. Not that I'm happy for some time and then Vritrasura comes along and spoils the happiness. Pure devotee is not like that. He sees everything the same. Ashoka bhaya amrita dhara tomara charana dwan tate kona vishrama labhya charinu bhavera bhoin. Your two lotus feet, Ashoka Abhaya Amrita Adara Tomara Charanadvaya. Your two lotus feet are reservoirs of immortal nectar that grant freedom from both sorrow and fear. Ashoka Abhaya Amrita Adhara. Your two lotus feet are their freedom from all fear. Tahate ekana vishrama labhya chari nu bhavera bhoy. I'm resting in those lotus feet, and I found complete peace. I've completely given up the fear of worldly existence. This is Atmanivedan. Tomara sangsare koribo sevana nahibo falera bhagi. Tava sukha jahe koribo jatana hoi pare anuragi. Tomara sangsare koribo sevana nahibo falera bhagi. Your sangsar, O Krishna, your sangsara I will save. Koribo sevana nahibo falera bhagi. I don't want follow. I don't want any enjoyment for myself. I never want to enjoy anything in this material world. Rather, tava sukha jahe koribo jatana. What is my endeavor? Tava sukha. Whatever your happiness is, that is my endeavor. And why is that? Because I am anurag of your pade, your lotus feet. I am simply devoted to your lotus feet. Tomara sevaya dukkha hoya jato seoto parama sukha. Seva sukha dukkha parama sampada nashaya vidya dukkha. Tomara sevaya dukkha hoya jato seoto parama sukha. So, okay. I'm doing your service. There may be some dukkha will come in the course of your service. Maybe some unhappiness will be there. That's okay, but that unhappiness is my greatest happiness. That I have the opportunity to suffer something in your service, this is my happiness. Seva sukha dukkha parama sampada nashaya avidya dukkha. Joy and sorrow are equally great riches in your service. Seva, sukha, dukkha, parama, sampada, nashaya, avidya, dukkha. Why? So what happens by that happiness and distress in your service? All ignorance is destroyed. I become completely free from ignorance. Purva itihasa bhulinu sakala seva sukha pe mane amito tomar tumito amar kikaja paradhane. Purva itihasa bhulinu sakala, that all the history of trying to enjoy in this material world, I've completely forgotten all that. Everything in the past is forgotten. Seva sukha, pay money. I'm simply absorbed in the happiness of serving you. Amito tomara, tumito amara. Krishna, I am yours, and you are mine. What is the need for any other benefit? There's no other benefit even worth thinking about. Just having, you know, by surrendering to Krishna, Krishna has become my property. What more can I ask for? Bhakti vinoda anande rubiya tomara sevara tore sabachishta kore tava ichhamato thakia tomara ghore. Bhakti vinoda takur anande rubiya tomara sevara tore. I'm just engaging in your service and completely absorbed in that happiness. Completely absorbed in that happiness. Sabha cheshta kore tava icha mato. My only desire is what you desire. I just want to fulfill your desires. In this way, takiya tomara gore. I'm living in your house, Krishna's house. Just so the same point is there. Just like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is describing that the demigods are saying this whole material world is the house of the Lord. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is householder. He's saying that this house is my house and I'm simply residing here as your servant. So these are some lessons from this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions or comments from the learned devotees? Yes, Prabhu.
It was very nice class, thank you. My question was, it seems from your explanation, people, devotees who want to become a pure devotee, who are aspiring for pure devotional service, they shouldn't ask for anything from the Lord, but whereas their only desire is to please the Lord. But whenever a calamity comes, or whenever a danger comes, then it is very natural that we pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please save me from this danger." We also see from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that the gopis and gopas, whenever they came into a danger, then, "Oh Krishna, you are our only shelter." So how do you see about that?
A devotee, he may pray to the Lord because he doesn't want to forget the Lord. He thinks that would be the biggest calamity if he were to forget the Lord. So if some danger comes, he may think that if this danger comes, then I'll forget Krishna. So he immediately thinks, some danger has come, immediately, I have to, you know, "Krishna, I want to remember you." So he's praying like that, "Krishna, I want to remember you." And then he remembers Krishna, and he chants the holy name, and so he's just simply wanting to remember. He simply wants to serve. That remembering the Lord is also service. So I don't see any contradiction there. We simply pray to the Lord for wanting to serve Him, wanting to remember Him. But just because I'm inconvenienced, we should not pray. The gopis were not, when they pray to the Krishna, they're not thinking that I will be inconvenienced. They will think that Krishna will be inconvenienced by this. Therefore, Krishna, you say this so you don't become inconvenienced. Question there? No? Thought I saw a hand come up. Another question? Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. This Krishna manifests in the hearts of the devotees of, Krishna manifests in the heart of Akama devotees, correct? But then what about demigods? Krishna does not manifest in their hearts.
Yes.
But they are Sakama devotees, no?
To some extent he's there, sure. They think of him. They understand that they're dependent on his mercy. They feel dependent on the Lord also. But they have some desire to for a particular condition in which they glorify, but for glorifying the Lord. They have some preference as to how they will serve the Lord, rather than letting Krishna decide how the service should go on.
Prabhu.
So it's true that it's described that the Krishna resides in the heart of the pure devotee. What is that, Vishram? Tomara Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kohena. Yeah.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, one more question.
Yeah. So that's a description of the pure devotee, the Akama devotees. But definitely the Sakama devotees are also thinking of Krishna. Because they understand and they're dependent upon Krishna. But they have some conditions.
Then these demigods, they are engaged by Krishna to do administrative work for Krishna, correct? In various departments.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and they have access to Krishna anytime. They have darshan of Krishna frequently.
There is devotee. Krishna is always available to his devotees.
So for them, see, it is mentioned they are not fit to go back to Godhead. So for them, is it necessary to go back to Godhead?
It's described that they go to, when after the end of this Manu, after the end of the Manu of the demigods, they go to higher planets within this material world, right? I believe that's described. They still have desire to enjoy. But at the end of the day, end of the lifetime of Brahma, then they go back to Godhead.
So what about their goal of life? They don't want to attain Krishna Prem.
The what?
Do the demigods do not want Krishna Prem? Because they maintain material desires.
I don't know.
Our highest goal is love of Godhead, attaining love of Godhead, correct?
They are seen to glorify the pure devotees. Demigods do purify. They understand the importance of pure devotional service, but they consider themselves to be fallen and incapable of coming to that standard.
Hare Krishna.
That's my understanding. Yes, Prabhu. Microphone.
Hare Krishna. What you were saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I'll stay in your house. Here, when a struggling devotee is thinking, oh Lord, I am staying in your house, he thinks that means it is not my house. But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he is saying, I am staying in your house, he simultaneously also meaning it is my house. I don't have anything other than Lord. Is that the understanding?
I don't understand. I didn't understand your question.
When we say that, it is Lord's, a person comes to temple, he says, Lord's temple, my house is separate, Lord's temple is Lord's temple. He also understanding it is Lord's temple only. He is not thinking the temple is mine temple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying it's Lord's temple.
Yes, he's saying that this, okay, Lord may be in the temple, but this is, I'm staying here. Maybe it appears to belong to me, my house, but actually it's your house also. It's also the Lord's house. You're saying everything belongs to Krishna.
So there is a big gap between this, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying and what we are thinking, our gets slipped out, our goal gets slipped out, it does not stay like that.
Well, we should. That's why we should hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and develop his mood. It's not, that's, if we think that something belongs to me in this material world, that's not pure bhakti. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.